Is it nice to know Jesus? Praise the Lord. Amen. Give the devil a knockout blow. We know Jesus, and we don't have to apologize to anyone for knowing him. Master of the wind, master of everything, and most of all, we want him to be master of our lives. Thank God, as time moves on, we move on as well. And not only do we move on, but we move out and up. Anytime the upward departure could take place, it could be tonight. The Lord could come tonight. Do you believe me? According to the signs of the time, his return is imminent, and we should be earnestly looking for the coming of our blessed Lord and personal Savior. Kindly take your Bibles and turn to the book of the Gospel according to St. John. And in chapter 21, if you a very powerful thought has been highlighted here as the Lord Jesus Christ questions the gentleman. So when they had dined, in verse 15, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him, The third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter, Simon, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. O Father, there is no greater love than yours. You commendeth your love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What love, beyond compare, beyond description. We are glad today that we are the recipients of your love. We bask in your love. We delight in your love. And we pray that this love in our hearts that you've placed there will be manifested before men, that they too will see how greatly God loves them, and that they will be partakers of this divine love by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Bless your word. Hide me, dear God. May I not be seen but the Christ of Calvary. In your name we pray. Amen. The very same question is still asked by our blessed Lord and Savior to each and every one of us. Lovest thou me more than these? Our love for God will determine our priorities. Love for God. When a man falls in love with his God, his priorities will be indeed godly. I've read the story of a young woman. He was a very unfortunate soul, as the story ends. But when I think of her, I realize that there is absolutely nothing in the world is worth the while. Living to have, living to embrace, living for. Except the man has Christ in his heart, except the man falls in love with his Creator God, he has missed his purpose for life. The title of my message tonight is Hers and His Mistake. Of course, they did not know one another. They live quite a distance apart from one another, and many years apart, I'm sure. But this young, beautiful woman made a fatal mistake because she had the wrong priority in life. We are told of the 20,000 inhabitants of Pompeii, some 2,000 lost their lives. Among them, a woman who loved finery above all else. Just recently, we were once again, unfortunately, made aware of the revival of natural disasters seeking to emerge anywhere in place or places least expected. The one that is on my mind more so is the earthquake and the tsunami that caused so much destruction in Japan. This woman of Pompeii, unfortunately, when it was known that this natural disaster had struck, she decided to run to the harbor and escape by ship. We are told that that was a very wise idea. But this dear woman delayed. She dashed into her house to collect some items which were absolutely unnecessary. If it were a pair of shoes to protect her fleeting feet, I could well understand. But we are told in the story that snatching up her rings, she hastily thrust them on her fingers. There was no time for her to hunt for a box or a bag in which to cram the jewelries or the ornaments. So she picked up as many as she possibly could and rushed into the streets. Let me go back a little on natural disasters. They are not as bad as we think they are, designed by the Creator for His honor and glory, for the purpose of bringing men to the place of repentance. You and I would be surprised to know, as a result of the visitation of these natural disasters, they preach in a form the gospel as the only refuge that man needs to find shelter in. And when men see that all is lost in such occasions, As when natural disasters strike, many will cry out to God and say, have mercy on us. Even where I'm from in the Caribbean, there are conversions as a result of hurricanes. Several hundreds of people have turned to God. God has a way of getting our attention. And I'm sure that this disaster that took place in Pompeii was not for the condemnation of the souls that escaped, but it was for their salvation. But here is this young woman, my beloved friends, that made a fatal mistake. Having gone back to her home, she collected the wrong items. As I said, I would have allowed one item, a pair of shoes. And I'm sure she had clothes on her back. Then she should have run with all her might and headed for the harbor. But you see, as she got inside, there she was, putting on the rings hurriedly, getting the ornaments together, clutching her pearls, her diamonds, her rubies, her sapphires, her gold brooches, her earrings, a wealth of finery, we are told, that would be priced at thousands and thousands of dollars. Time was running out, as it is for anyone here tonight. They could be making such a mistake by simply thinking before they give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They ought to gather the ornaments, the trinkets, the jewelries, the wealth of this world. And then they say yes to Jesus. I tell you, my friend, and kindly believe me, there are many who intended to get saved, but they delayed. They procrastinated. They did not give the salvation of their souls priority. The urgency of the moment was not convincing enough to that lady. She felt she should have done something that to her was just as important, or perhaps even more important than her life. So when she dashed in, time was lost. She dashed out into the street. We're told, my beloved friends, as she ran into the street, having delayed for such a long time, the poisonous fumes overcame her. As she ran, running there with all her trinkets, she stumbled and she fell and died, clutching the things that she prized so dearly. Died when she could have escaped, but her priority was wrong. She lost her life. And I dare say, if her heart were right with God, priority would be given to her escape above anything else. But it wasn't to be so. She trusted in what she had. We all know of the leader who is now deceased, Mr. Saddam Hussein. And I will not speak despairingly of him. Justice has been served. And I do not know what became of his soul. But one thing I can tell you, my beloved friends, he had time to repent. Priority is very important. The priority for you tonight without the Lord Jesus Christ is that you should seek him now, in the present tense, while he may be found. And so it was, as his life was coming to an end, and he had to seek refuge somewhere. If I understood the story correctly, I learned that the gentleman leader found refuge in some compartment in the earth, perhaps a hole, with a sack or a suitcase of currency, perhaps of a nation that had become his enemy, US currency, US currency. I would quite well understand if it were perhaps his Koran, the Koran, or more so the Bible. But the only thing that seemed to have been dear to him is a container with US currency. That was his hope. As it was the hope of this woman. Priority, wrong priority, have caused so many people to lose their souls in hell and even lose their lives. That was her fatal mistake. Well, Mr. Saddam Hussein was discovered and tried and executed. Justice, most people believe, was served. But one thing I can tell you about the Creator God, who made Mr. Saddam Hussein, inasmuch as men, or most men, saw him as a very cruel and wicked person, God looked at him through the eyes of mercy. And if, in spite of all the atrocities that were committed by him, even while he was there, in that hole where he abode for a while concealed, or after he was discovered, and he cried out to the most compassionate of all persons that ever walked the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. He cried out for mercy. Don't you think that God's grace is greater than all our sins? Is it not so? Isn't it so? Yes, grace that is greater than all our sin. I'm not trying to declare that this gentleman was saved. What is it I'm highlighting? If during those dark moments, when he knew that fate had taken hold of him, and he was about to receive the justice or his just recompense, and he cried out to God, the God who has saved us, because his grace is greater than all our sins, will save the worst of Adam's race. Mark you, not the devil. There is no salvation for him. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that is what is most unique, that I, a sinner, am the recipient of God's grace, though I need to be condemned and to be placed in eternal darkness. I am indebted to God. I have one ambition, and that is to live for God. And this is all I want. Some people want life because they are afraid of dying. And if it were possible for them to continue living and living and living without God, they would enjoy the experience. But you and I who are saved, that seek to walk in the Spirit, we want life to live for God and to see people come to know God. Therefore, we are determined that God's will have priority in our lives. And when the disasters of life come, we will not be clinging to the fleeting things of this world. Dear soul, her fatal mistake, we are told, having delayed, she died through the poisonous fumes that overcame her. And there under the ashes of Pompey, as the story tells us, she lay. And when the excavators found her, she was still lovely and her hand was still laden with jewelry. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? I honestly believe if this woman knew Christ as a personal Lord and Savior at that moment when the natural disaster ignited, my beloved friends, she would have forgotten everything else if possible. Especially those jewelries, and dash for protection. She reminds me of Lot's wife, as so many people do. A lot of people are not going to see God's face because what they have is behind them, and they must indeed look back. But those of us who have experienced God's forgiveness, look forward, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. That is of our priority. Her mistake, her ambition, her love for her trinkets, having priority over the safety of her life, she died. There is a gentleman in the book of Luke, chapter 12. We are quite familiar with him. His mistake, we are told, the Lord Jesus Christ spake a parable unto them. He said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Verse 17. Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. When such is the case for you and me, what do? We seek divine counsel and guidance. But money has a way of bewitching and turning people into infidels. If we are not careful, that is why the Bible says, love not the things of the world. And so, this dear gentleman, his mistake, he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. I will build greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Much good laid up for many years came to an abrupt end with him. Even before it began, But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? You see, none of us here tonight has any guarantee that we have to be alive tomorrow. And the man thought, since he was doing so well, that all would be well for him for many years. But your time and my time is designed by God. We do not go beyond the time that God has given to us. The mistake he made, he sent forth his thoughts, projecting them into the future, thinking that he was a god, and that he was confident that having stored up much good for many years, they would be made available to him to continue enjoying his life. The brevity of life is seen daily. Obituaries are announced daily, I'm sure, on your radio stations in Antigua. So many people, having thought that they would be alive today, are out in eternity, not giving God priority in their lives to live for him, make decision for him. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And so many there are who are now in eternity. Yes, the idea of becoming prepared for eternity went through their minds time and again, but it never became a reality. Just as that woman never reached the harbor. And just as this gentleman, whose ground brought forth plentifully, and he never had time to partake of the abundance. So there are many who are now in eternity, who thought like them and live like them. If you're here without Jesus Christ, will you be a partaker of their destiny? Or will you be a partaker of the place that the Lord Jesus Christ has gone to prepare for you? Set your priority right. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. My Heavenly Father, how precious are your words unto us. Men daily make mistakes, some to their eternal doom, as we know is the case of many. And we ask tonight, my blessed Lord and Savior, if there's anyone among us whose heart you have been exercising to turn from his sins, to turn from her sins, may they grab hold of this opportunity before it is too late, and invite Jesus Christ to save them. And for us who are saved, Lord God, may it be that your will have priority in our lives. But when all is over and we stand in your presence to face you, we will not be ashamed. In Jesus' name, amen.